6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. This is Wednesday. That's right, March 2nd, 2022. It's Texas Independence Day. First celebrated March 2nd, 1836, when the Texas Declaration of Independence was signed. Also, it's Ash Wednesday today for those of you who are celebrating the Christian season of Lent, just to let you know. And if he were alive today, Theodore Seuss Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss, you know, as in one state, two state, red state, blue state, was born in 1904, just for those who need a little trivia up front. All sorts of things going on this week at the Power Mall. You've been listening to our spots during the break, which we appreciate. And to celebrate that, we've got a 10% off site-wide sale at the Power Mall, excluding drop ship products. All you have to do when you check out, use your little cart there, and when you check out, type in shop, the number 10, shop 10. We also have the buy one, get one free deals on Power Silver, 1 ounce Nano Silver, and Tranquil. BOGO, while supplies last. Now, for those of you who were on yesterday or who were listening, we still have the archives available for yesterday's document of mention, patient betrayal, the corruption of healthcare, informed consent, and the physician-patient relationship. That's right. We had a famous doctor on there, James Thorpe. He's the only OBGYN in the country that is fighting for the rights of pregnant women and newborns from the jab. You can still sign up for the newsletter. And if you sign up now at thepowerhour.com, you'll get the email blast from yesterday, which will have the show archives that you can share with everybody else, which is one of the reasons why I think we have about a million people that get this information on our network. We're now broadcasting live on shortwave 7.490 megahertz. And so you can listen to the previous day's show from 7 to 9 a.m. Central, and then you can hear us on live stream from 11 to 1 Central Time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. We are live stream, shortwave frequency all over the world. So, you know, if you have a frequency that you're listening to at 13.845 megahertz, please respond to us only if you listen to the Power Hour show already on this frequency and let us know what you're thinking. We also have a newsletter and various things that we broadcast on the Power Hour, including our memberships. The Grow Network has a free webinar on how to grow food in a grid-down situation, even if you have no green thumb. You can register for free at powerhourfood.com. Also, people are calling into the Power Hour asking, where can I find a doctor online I can trust who's a COVID expert? And where can I find a pharmacy that's going to dispense these off-label medications everybody's talking about, like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, another thing? The answer to that question is mygotodoc.com. It's tempting to think the worst is past, but guess what? Oh, the experts, they're all saying we're going to have another wave soon. So it's smart to keep the meds on hand so you can start treatment fast, and even low-risk patients can benefit from off-label meds because they can prevent long COVID, which can be debilitating. A recent large-scale study from the VA of 150,000 vets showed increased risk of heart attack and stroke even 1 year later, up to 72% more likely than people who weren't infected. And that's why Dr. Syed Haider, who we've had on the show twice here on the Power Hour, developed a website called mygotodoc.com, and he's built something we here at the Power Hour believe in. He's a COVID expert. He has treated over 50,000 people with zero deaths, unlike other sites. You can register for free there. On mygotodoc.com, ask as many questions as you need, as long as you want. Most importantly, they hook you up with the independent pharmacies that charge less for these off-label meds than anywhere else. Mygotodoc.com is your go-to source for COVID-19. You can call them also. They have a number. Yes, that's right. Based out of Houston, 281-219-7367. And now that we are through our announcements, we move on to the news, and I don't want to keep our one of our guests waiting here. We told you that the truck convoy had started out in California and was moving westward, well, or eastward, rather, toward D.C. We also found out that there were five other legs besides that particular convoy that were moving all in the same direction. They've all hooked up together as they move into D.C. We have co-chairman of the truckers convoy, Michael Letts, on the phone with us. Welcome to the show, sir.
Well, it's always great to be on the Power Hour. That's an awesome name.
Yes, well, knowledge is power, and this is one of the things we're trying to communicate here. Michael, you're one of the co-founders of this, along with Kyle Sefcik. He's a small business owner in Maryland, and basically, if I'm not mistaken, You're president of Charity Invest USA that provides bulletproof vests for police officers and other first responders. That's a wonderful thing to be involved in. And so what motivated you guys to set this thing up and launch on D.C. besides what happened up in Canada? There has got to be something more to this than that.
Well, I will tell you, it actually started with the Canadian run, the Canadian convoy. But Kyle had called me and said, look, we were concerned about the law enforcement aspect of it. What is law enforcement's position on this? And I said, well, I can tell you this. L.A. just fired 4,000 deputies because of mandates. We definitely don't want the mandates. They're killing the ability for the American people to be safe and secure. And so we partnered up on that. Little did we know that there are five other convoys doing the same thing. So we have merged them all together. They're strength and unity. And we held our first rally yesterday in D.C. at the Washington Monument. And great turnout. Now, I will tell you, Washington is scared to have us there. They're doing everything they can. They've got 700 guardsmen now. They've got military vehicles. They're putting fencing around the Capitol. They have implemented policies. They do not want the trucks downtown unless you have a specific paperwork that tells you have a delivery in Washington, D.C. They're limiting you to staying out on the outer beltway. So we have truckers that are all the way down the East Coast right now. Some in Hagerstown. The rallies themselves are now in Indiana, Indianapolis. They will be here. Basically, what happened is starting as of yesterday, they're just dribbling and pouring in. And it's not just truckers. I want to make sure your listeners understand what is so phenomenal about this endeavor. Is there are vans, there are cars, there are soccer bombs, there are motorcycles, there are tractors. This has the American conscience has come together and said enough is enough. I thought it was rather interesting in the State of the Union address last evening that even the president had to recognize before the State of the Union address that the pressure was there. So they lifted the mandate to have to wear a mask to the State of the Union address. Of course, it had a little caveat. You still have to be vaccinated. But at least they know we're coming. They know that America is fed up. Every American listening to my voice is fed up, from the children in school who have to wear a mask, to the small businessman who's been shut down, to parents who are having to deal with economic repercussions, to first responders who are being fired because they are determining what is best for their health and refusing to compromise to some government tyrannical overreach of power. And so the day has come, the day of reckoning, and we as Americans are standing together to take our country back.
Well, thank you for that. Now, the thing that I'm most concerned about, these 700 National Guardsmen, they supposedly, according to news reports, were unarmed. Have you seen evidence of that, or are they armed?
At this stage, we have not seen them being armed, but then again, you don't know what is inside their vehicles.
I got you. All right. So, and everything has been peaceful so far, even the rally at the Washington Monument and everything that is happening right now. Where are your vehicles positioned at this point in time? Are you on the Beltway?
We are on the Beltway. They are all over. I've had reporters ask me specifically, what part of the Beltway are, you know, are they in the D.C. area? And my response has been very clear. You know, here's what we are telling the American people. Here's what you're up against. Here's what the government is trying to do. We are still free in this country. You make the determination as to how you wish to proceed. Do you proceed on the Beltway? Do you want to try to make an attempt to come in? Do you want to stay in Hagerstown or in another state of Virginia? And we have them responding in all different ways. So what's interesting, though, is the movement is growing by the hour. And so more and more people are coming this way to let their voices be heard. We're making sure that we tell people we want to be peaceful. We want to be law-abiding. We want to be effective. This time has come in this country where enough is enough. The mandates must cease. The Emergency Powers Act must be terminated and ended. It's time for America to enjoy its freedom and liberties once again.
Well, the thing is, Michael, is that the Biden administration has done nothing as far as getting rid of the COVID problem. It's pretty much taken care of itself. The only thing they've done is basically jabbed a bunch of people with garbage that we're now finding out has all sorts of magnetic hydrogel, graphene oxide, and other very dangerous toxic chemicals inside of it, in addition to nanoparticles that could posit a problem in the future if 5G is ever activated. I don't know how much information your convoy members have, but the thing is I take it that they all recognize the dangerousness of taking these jabs and how basically it's stupid to give truckers who are in these vehicles by themselves day after day after day and make them take a jab that they don't need. I mean, I just don't see the logic in it. What's your take on it?
Well, and let me tell you what I'm hearing from the participants as we discuss this and as we talk. Some are more informed than others, but all understand, since when did the government have the right to tell me that I either have to inject something in my body that I have legitimate concern over, that has proven to have consequences for some, maybe not others, but for definitely for some, and I don't want to be the one to find out if it's for me. When did the government tell me I either comply or I lose my job, I lose my retirement, I lose my savings account? That's called Nazism or communism. And we fought wars over that in the past as Americans. And by George, we're not going to let it tolerate take hold of this country again.
No doubt. So according to everything I'm hearing now, nobody's been arrested. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. That is correct. It's very
okay, now,
if the points are being made, but, you know, at the same time, we don't want to hear rhetoric. We want to see action.
Right. I understand that. Now, obviously, we haven't, you know, the sad thing about this whole thing, Michael, is that they have thrown fences up all around the Capitol building again, which this is virtually what they did up in Canada. I am hoping and praying to God for you guys in the truckers convoy right now that they are not going to do the same thing to you that they did to the truckers in Canada, coming out and starting arresting. And we hope that you will keep us posted on a regular basis and come on the show as this convoy starts to build. And we know that it's going to. And let us know what's going on. You know, we are your mouthpiece, Michael. So, you know, please keep us posted and what's going on. You can call our toll-free number at 844-769-2944 if you need to be put on the air at this morning during our news segment and give us updates. We want to know what's going on in D.C. and how the government is treating you, because what America doesn't want to see is the same garbage that Trudeau did to the Canadian truckers up there, imposing some sort of irrational behavior and sending law enforcement out to bust people and run people over on horseback and all the other garbage we saw up in Ottawa.
That's correct. That's a dictatorship. That's tyranny.
It is.
And has no place on American soil. And I am encouraging all the law enforcement and all the first responders that we've represented across the country. We are getting put in a position where we must do the principled thing, not the political expedient thing. It's time to have principle over politics.
Right, it is. Now, let me ask you this, too. One last thing before we let you go. The website is officialfreedomconvoyusa2022.com. Do you have a fundraising website? Are you using Give, Send, Go or any other tools to try to raise money? Or are you collecting donations on the way in? How is that working?
peoplesconvoy.com. I think that website is still up that allows for donations. But right now, people, and I think what is so heartfelt and so touching, the American people need to know. I have not had a single participant say, I wonder how I want to afford this. They're paying for it out of their own pocket. They are determined that this country is worth fighting for, and quite frankly, it's worth dying for.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, we all took the same oath, those of us who served. And we took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Michael Letts, thank you so much for your time on the phone this morning. Please do keep in touch. We'll be reaching out to you as this thing progresses. I'm anticipating that you're going to stay in that in the D.C. area as long as the government will tolerate it. That's my understanding. Is that accurate?
You are accurate. We are taking it one day at a time, but let me let you thoroughly understand, we are determined to let freedom ring in this country once again, regardless of what it takes.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Michael Letts, ladies and gentlemen, you heard him. Michael, keep in touch with us, please, from Freedom Convoy USA 2022. He's actually on site right now in D.C. This is a live news feed for those of you who are listening and dialing in at the present time. We move on with the news. I know that a lot of you, and I'm going to be very honest with you, I could only take about 5 minutes of that gas bag on TV last night, and I had to shut it off and went back to my reruns of Grimm. I mean, the irony of it all, right? We're looking at certain things because of the fact that we're getting some news reports right now that are unconfirmed. You know, just because InfoWars is running, the fact that President Biden, or Putin rather, President Putin has decided to put his family in an underground city somewhere in eastern Russia. Basically, that is one of these nuclear Holocaust-proof type facilities. We can't verify or confirm any of it. But, you know, we started to look at the Epoch Times coming out with a new story, fact-checking that a U.S. nuclear explosion guidance on masking, even with Putin's order to ramp up his nukes, this hasn't been changed at all. The federal guidelines on masking in the case of a nuclear explosion weren't changed. This is FEMA. These are the people that are supposed to be looking out for the country. Now, if it's any indication of what happened in Hurricane Katrina, I got a bone to pick with these guys because day late, dollar short, they're always that way. We're going to be posting a link to ready.gov, and this is the government's own website. This stuff is widely shared on social media after Putin said he's going to raise his country's nuclear deterrence level, sparking fears we could have a nuclear war because of the invasion of Ukraine. It's obvious that Gasbag and his little sidekick Giggles aren't going to do anything, you know, to stop him. They're letting all of the energy pipelines and buying 500,000 barrels of oil a day from Russia while keeping our Keystone pipeline, which he minimally mentioned at all on his little show, his political theater last night. Yes, you could see that everybody was all spaced out, not wearing face masks. Well, guess what? FEMA's guidelines include ways to prepare and what to do during a nuclear explosion, recommending COVID-19 related rules such as wearing face masks and social distancing. In the event of a nuclear attack, wear your face mask. Oh my, I mean, the stupidity of this is just like that old commercial from the 1950s during the Cold War, right? 50s and 60s. Remember, boys and girls, when you see the flash,
duck and cover.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense then, didn't it? And what did people do? They started building bomb shelters. Yeah, this is insanity, folks. I mean, we are seriously, because of this Ukraine-Russia conflict, which could turn out, this is the thing, and you have to think the way Putin thinks. He doesn't like the fact that NATO is starting to overreach. He doesn't like it. And that's one of the reasons why he's ramping up. And you got to ask yourself, if the rumors are true that he actually put his family in a safe place, in an underground city that is not susceptible to nuclear holocaust, you know, what must he be thinking as far as the propensity of using nuclear weapons if NATO starts playing tit for tat? You know, you got to ask yourself that question of just how susceptible we are you know, to a launch, because there are probably Soviet submarines cruising in the Atlantic right now. You think about that. He's already said, I'm going to invade Ukraine, and he did it. Now, if he says, I'm going to push that little magic red button, what are you going to do? If you live 25 miles outside of a nuclear target, which there are hundreds of them, anybody that has a strategic relocation book by Joel Skousen, and you know, anybody that's read that book and looked at the map of all the nuclear targets in the United States, I mean, this is no laughing matter, folks. We have a government that is basically, they're all renegade. They are, and I predict, they're going to allow Biden to infiltrate and take Ukraine, even though Volodymyr Zelensky basically yesterday said, you know, we thought that these Chechens came into the country. We don't know that if this is a false flag attack, if it's BS, we don't know what it is. Apparently, there was an assassination attempt on his life, and apparently that was thwarted. We don't know. Epoch Times is reporting that an analyst is saying that Ukraine's invasion could trigger World War III. This is a China analyst and author, Gordon Chang. He basically says that this could be a match that ignites a global conflict where an emboldened Beijing and its proxies exploit the situation to act on their own ambitions. This could be problematic, especially if the Biden administration, those ho-hums in D.C., do nothing and they sit there and let this go on. They're already letting all this energy flow out of Russia, and they're basically financing the whole bloody campaign. Now, you got to wonder if these people don't have the same mindset as Putin, that the people in D.C., and I'm talking about the Biden administration, Gasbag and all his henchmen, you know, the guy with the mental acuity of a two-year-old, aren't sitting there debating on how quickly we can become a communist nation. These people in D.C. have absolutely no clue that when the communist leadership and the dictates come in, that they're going to round up the president, his cabinet, all of Congress, all the Supreme Court, and they'll all be taken out and executed. These nincompoops do not understand that once communism gets set in place in the World Economic Forum and all these people that think they're better than us come into power, they're all going to be eliminated. These people all think they're going to just rally around the elites and they're all going to be saved. Well, they got another guest coming, because I can tell you right now, they don't want competition, especially from D.C. and the blowhards there. They don't want that competition. They'll be eliminated. I can guarantee you that. This is the way these people think. Now, when we talk about nuclear in the United States, Washington State, according to the Epoch Times, is reporting a nuclear site was evacuated. We're talking about Hanford, after reports of shots being fired at that location. The DOE operations office are at the Hanford site. In a statement, they said they were talking about somebody firing weapons at the site. We are going to be talking about the Health and Freedom Conference here after the break. The Wellness Parenting Revolution with Dr. Terry and Stu Warner. This is kind of similar to Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. It's going to be in Nashville. We're going to talk about that after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. And, of course, you know, we talk about health. I just got done with a little diatribe here about the potential for a nuclear confrontation with the Soviet Union. You watch all the events unfolding, the lack of our administration's response to it. I know I was searching for all sorts of different iodine products on the radio today, or on online rather, in the internet, and most of the potassium iodate and iodide is sold out. Everybody, I don't know what it is, but you can't. It's very difficult to find the product. At the Power Mall, we have what's called nascent iodine. If you go to the Power Mall, you can find our substitute for that product, if you are interested in that. Health is extremely important. That's one of the reasons why we bring on our next guest. The Gaylord Opryland Resort in Nashville, Tennessee is the place. This is happening Friday, March 11th through Sunday, March 13th this year. This is the Health and Freedom Summit and Expo and the Autism One Conference Day. So here's the deal. Parents are looking for better approaches and strategies to optimize their kids' health. The normal state of our kids should be health. This is the group for parents to call home that want to be part of the movement to turn the sickest generation of kids in the world into the healthiest generation of kids in this world. And see, part of the problem with what's going on today is what they're doing to your children in the schools with these mask mandates. And now everybody's insisting they get the jab, depending on whether you live in a red state or a blue state. Sad but true. There's a website called wellnessparenting.info. that you can go to, which discusses the wellness parenting revolution. We have Dr. Terry and Stu Warner on the show this morning, here to talk about what's going to happen at the summit. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, Dave. Happy to be here.
Pleasure.
Well, all right. So now I've given you this big fanfare. Now you're going to blow our listeners away with all the good news. What? You have an Autism One Conference Day starting March 11th. What's happening then?
We have a bonus track on Friday, full day of speakers, world-renowned Dr. James Neuenschwander, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and on and on and on for parents looking for the best strategies to help their children recover from autism or other neurodevelopmental disorders, and also to prevent these issues from happening as well. And then, you know, that leads into the big Health and Freedom Summit, where we have 50 speakers, and we want to share the best science, the best strategies, the inspiration to raise healthy, free families. And we have three major rules at our conference. One is there's no censorship. Number two is there's no masking. And number three is there's no distancing.
That's good to know. You know, just like Congress last night during the gas bags State of the Union address, Yeah, there wasn't any masking there either, but they all had to be jabbed. You know, that's kind of, it kind of runs contrary to what you talk about at the Health and Freedom Summit, doesn't it, Dr. Terry?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we definitely don't require any passports or jabs to get into our conference.
And what's the attendance look like right now?
We're well over 500 now. We're expecting about 900 at the event. And, you know, we have Dr. Peter McCullough coming, board-certified cardiologist, internist, epidemiologist, who is just blowing the lid off of all the lies and contradictions of the mandates. And he's amazing. We have Dr. Paul Alexander, who is up in Ottawa fighting the mandates up there with the truckers. And we have Dr. Jim Meehan, and just a superstar lineup. And, you know, you're going to come and fellowship and meet the most amazing people there. And we have a special VIP speakers luncheon on Saturday where everyone can ask questions of the esteemed medical doctors and have photo ops. It's going to be an extraordinary program. People are coming in from all over the country, and we're very excited about it. I know, you know, you mentioned in our lead-in about, you know, kids at school masking, and, you know, this is barbaric. It's really decimating our kids as well as other mandates. You know, there's all this struggle and angst of how do we get our kids back to school safely and responsibly, and everyone's trying to figure out how to do that. And when we speak at the rallies at the state capitals, my response is, you know, how do we get our kids back to school safely and responsibly? We just unlock the front door of the school because it's always been safe for our kids. It's never not been safe. Kids have zero risk of complications from COVID. And, you know, if anyone thinks that kids can't go back to school all along, they test positive for stupid.
Yeah, that's sad but true. And, of course, now you have been operating a pediatric chiropractic and prenatal practice in Point Pleasant, New Jersey for 26 years. What kind of situation? I mean, New Jersey's one of these states that has been, you know, total blue state lockdown, total blue state everything in their mindset and their thinking. What kind of blowback, if any, have you been getting as a result of practicing in that state?
Our practice, we've been practicing just like always, and so that's been great. But certainly patients need to be in the offices more than ever and staying healthy and getting that information and getting their adjustments so that they can maintain optimal health through all of this. So that's the most important. Definitely, we have been a blue state, and we have been on lockdown. Governor Murphy did everything that Cuomo did everything that California did and Michigan. And so it's been an interesting 2 years to say the least. But the silver lining is that people are waking up finally and saying enough is enough and actively trying to get more information and take an active role in their health and wellness. And so that's what this is all about. So we're excited about that at least.
Sure. Now, have you've been in contact, obviously, with a lot of these frontline doctors and speakers who are going to be at your event. Are you getting additional support and people calling up that are actual practitioners saying, hey, you know what? I'm thinking that all of this garbage that we've been hearing the last 2 years isn't right. I want to join your coalition. Have you had contact with folks like this?
Yes, absolutely. We have an enormous amount of groups and doctors reaching out to us. You know, they're strength in numbers, and everybody's, you know, coming together to join forces, to network, to get the best science and strategies. And we have large doctor groups from the, you know, Alabama area, from Michigan that, you know, are all, you know, trying to find, you know, the best ways to help their patients at the same time, you know, protecting their licenses and their you know reputations from the government agencies. So you know, we also have a private closed door vetted Health Freedom Leader Working Group leading into the conference. So we have the, one of the greatest assemblies of civil rights and freedom attorneys and medical doctors, chiropractors, nurses, health freedom organizational leaders, and activists that are all joining together on the day prior. And, you know, we need to go from defense to offense, and we need to become a unified force. We can't be these separate health freedom islands around the country anymore. So we have all the influencers coming together and learning best practices, and, you know, so we'll be able to focus our laser beams and start winning this war. And, you know, so we're so excited to have, you know, 50 speakers all coming together, world-renowned experts and thought leaders, and, you know, they're going to be sharing the best protocols to boost immune function, brain function, heal leaky gut, how to overcome childhood illness, prevent these problems from happening. And, you know, we have the doctors on the stage that have the best COVID treating COVID treating protocols in the country, the most published doctors on the subject. So it's going to be an epic event, once in a lifetime. So we hope everybody can get to Nashville for March 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Right. Now, I have been to the Clay Clark's Reawakening America Tour, which is much the same, a lot of the same names that you have on your roster of speakers are usually at their events. Have you been to one of their events as well?
No, we haven't had the opportunity as of yet, but we've heard good things. We've been on the road too much ourselves, but I'm sure our paths will cross at some point.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is amazing. I know about the Tampa event that you are doing something similar to as far as the Health and Freedom Summit. And I know that Dr. Mukovits was there. I've interviewed her at least four times so far and have gotten a dose of so much scientific fact. I know that a lot of deniers out there are disputing what she has to say. But the fact is she actually worked in the bioweapons labs at Fort Detrick before they closed it. And so this is one of the reasons why anybody that's in the Nashville area or wants to fly to Nashville, can you still have seats available for this event? Is there a cost? Explain how people can sign up and come to your event.
Yes. We've been putting on conferences like this for 25 years all over the world. And this particular one, we made it more affordable than any other conference. It's like a third of the price because we want to make sure everybody that needs to be there can get there. So general admission tickets are still available for $65, which covers the entire conference from morning to night. And then also on both days, and also the special VIP ticket will give them access to front of the room seating. They get priority check-in, but they'll have seats for the VIP speaker luncheon with, you know, Drs. Peter McCullough, Dr. Paul Alexander, Dr. Jim Meehan, Dr. James Neuenschwander, and Dr. Witcher. So that's going to be a very exclusive special event. That's $295. For enhancing their experience with the VIP tickets. So we have packages where they could buy 10 tickets, 50 tickets, 100 tickets for a discount. So we expect it to be sold out by the beginning of next week. So, and also one thing I should mention is the discount room rate for the Gaylord Opryland, which is a destination hotel, the water park inside, and it's just a lot to do there. That ends at 5 p.m. today. So if you want to save money on your sleeping room, make sure you go to the wellnessparenting.info site, scroll down, click on the sleeping room block, and make sure you get in.
Right. Now, that's the one thing, Gaylord Opryland Resort. I have been there. It is an absolutely beautiful venue to, especially for an event like this. And wellnessparenting.info is the website. And obviously, because of the fact you're hosting an event here, you've been in touch with the officials there at the hotel. Do they still have plenty of rooms available? Because some people I know have had to take up space in other locations at similar events to yours. How are the the room availabilities at the hotel now?
Yeah, the room rate is near full, and the rate goes up at 5 p.m. today. So, you know, we want to make sure everybody gets their rooms reserved as soon as possible. And, you know, Nashville's a great city for everybody to come to and have a good time after the program's over as well.
Sure. Now, the Autism One Conference Day, I want to kind of stress that because of what's been happening with the masking, but not only that, because of the jabs and everything else that's been happening, you've seen a big spike in this. I know we've been reporting on that there's been a big spike in autism lately among our young folks.
We've definitely seen that over the last 20 years, and the rates just keep going up and up, and it's really sad to see, and but we can see that there are strategies to recover kids, to strategies to maximize their health and wellness, and so that's what we want to focus on that day. We have experts coming in that whether it's autism, PANS, PANDAS, OCD, ticks, Lyme, there could be a whole variety of different neurodevelopmental issues that they're dealing with, but how to maximize their kids' health and be able to pull out of that as best they can through diet, through nutrition, through just all different strategies, as well as through the whole conference, we have spiritual leaders coming, faith leaders that are going to be doing a faith panel that'll be sharing on the Autism Day as well as on Saturday and Sunday that are amazing, and a panel of attorneys. And we have amazing freedom attorneys. So whether it's defending your rights for your children or defending yourself, your business, and your livelihood, these people will be able to help us with all of that.
Yeah, one of the highlights of the last program was the legal panel. I mean, we had the greatest collection of freedom and civil rights attorneys ever assembled. And, boy, to protect parental choice, body autonomy, our religious freedoms, our civil liberties, they gave such insight from their experience. But people got to ask questions about what's going on in their individual families and in their states. So that was a wealth of information. The faith leader panel, we have faith leaders of some of the top pastors and priests and rabbis in the country will be there. Also, one of the highlights is Brian Hooker, PhD research scientist, who's chief science officer of the Children's Health Defense. He was the one that uncovered the put spotlight on the whistleblower from the CDC, William Thompson, that found 50,000 documents that were destroyed by the CDC that showed autism was caused by vaccines. So Brian Hooker has been collaborating with Neil Miller, who's an investigative journalist, and they've been collaborating on vaxxed versus unvaxxed studies. And the results are startling, and they've never met in person before, so they'll be live for the first time in Nashville next week on stage, unveiling the results of the vax versus unvax studies.
Well, that's good to know. And so, parents, if you are interested, and doctors, anybody out there listening to this program right now, should be aware, Friday, March 11th through 2 at Gaylord Opryland Resort, Nashville, Tennessee. Some of these events, usually they have like vendor tables and people that have information for parents and people that are attending. Do you have the same similar kind of setup there with vendors and booths?
Yeah, we do. We have an extraordinary expo, and there'll be so many vendors there and sponsors of the event to really help fill those gaps for people when they learn this great information and they say, wow, I really want to get some supplements to help to maximize the health in my body. I want to get an air purifier for my home. I'd like to get a new water purification system. I'd like to, you know, all these different things that we have access to, we'll have specialized vendors that are the best of the best to be able to bring to them.
Yeah, everybody, all the sponsors and vendors need to be congruent with the vision and mission. They're vetted, and, you know, all the doctors and experts, you know, utilize them themselves. So they'll really be excited spending time seeing all of the newest and brightest products and services for anybody wanting to raise their kids in a healthy, free family. From there'll be EMF mitigation devices, infrared saunas, the Sovereign Silver and our Jensen 23 companies will be there. So many. So that's part of the fun as well. And everyone, is going to come and, meet lifelong friends, but they're going to get the best science and strategies, usable information that they can go back to their families and start optimizing and maximizing their health. And we want to see everyone that comes because they're going to get so much confidence and be around so many like-minded people that they're going to be able to, be more confident in the decisions they make, but stand up and rise up and be able to, take a stand out there. Because when they see all the people there and get all the information, it gives them the confidence where maybe they've been under the radar before, afraid what their boss is going to say or their in-laws. Now they're going to be able to be a beacon and a bright light for the truth out there and give others permission to share the truth as well.
No doubt. All right. The website is wellnessparenting.info. That's where you go get your information from if you want to attend the Health and Freedom Summit and Expo and the Autism One Conference Day. This is not a dog and pony show, folks. This is serious business. This is where you as a parent or you as a concerned citizen get to learn all the tricks of the trade and all the tools necessary to fight all of the garbage that's being mandated on our kids and as well as adults. I mean, that's on everybody. We all have a vested interest in freedom in America, and that's what this is all about. Dr. Terry and Stu Warner, we thank you so much for being on the Power Hour with us, and good luck with your expo event and coming up Friday, March 11th through the 13th. And so, once again, thank you for being on the show and advising all of our listeners exactly what's happening with this event.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate all your efforts and your tireless mission to share the truth with everyone.
Thank you.
We appreciate
you. We look forward to seeing everyone there.
Thank you, Dr. Terry and Stu Warner. All right, here on the Power Hour, we've got some, as long as we're talking about this kind of garbage going on with COVID, Moderna hijacked technology for COVID-19, according to a lawsuit filed. Two biotech companies, Arbutus Biopharma and Genevant Sciences, claim in a civil lawsuit Moderna used breakthrough technology Arbutus had already created and patented to create the COVID-19 vaccine, such as the lipid nanoparticle delivery system, according to a complaint filed in the U.S. District Court in Delaware. Genevant is owned by Roivant, a company that licensed the patents in question from Arbutus. They're claiming Moderna was well aware of these patents and licensed them for other product programs, but it chose not to do so for its COVID-19 vaccine. Instead, it attempted to invalidate several of the patents before the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and when those efforts largely failed, Moderna simply used the patented technology anyway without paying for it and without even asking for a license. We got a 7-count of patent infringement. That's 7 counts of patent infringement against Moderna. See, the plot thickens, folks. And not only that, if you weren't paying attention, we want to bring your attention to this from Technocracy News. Red states have been quietly adopting national vaccine passports. You should know this. This is very disingenuous. You've got to wonder about this stuff. It's the smart health card. To date, 21 states, D.C. and Puerto Rico offer accessibility to the smart health card, a verifiable digital proof of vaccination developed through the Vaccination Credential Initiative. You don't have to put up with this, folks. I realize that there may be some issues in the future. According to the CEO of Bindle, Gus Warren, more than 30 states, from blue strongholds like California, New York, to red leaners like Texas, Florida, Arkansas, Missouri, and Georgia. At the Kennedy Center in D.C., for example, there's a Bindle lane that offers fast pass-like efficiency scanning QR codes from a number of vaccine verification platforms used around the world. It's expanding, but you do not have to put in for this. More than a dozen states have already launched their own smart health card-based portals, Arizona, Mississippi, West Virginia, turning to a third-party My IR Mobile, to issue smart health cards. Minnesota has chosen Docket, another third-party option. folks, you got to pay attention to what's going on. This isn't a passport. Big red state, South Carolina, also rolling out a portal for smart health cards. What is happening? We're not paying attention to the rope-a-dope. Beijing, of course, is now jumping into the fray, doing a little psyops against Taiwan. I told you this was going to start happening. You watch what happens now after Putin takes over Ukraine. Beijing's going to go, ha, look at that. NATO and Biden didn't do anything about it. Let's just go take Taiwan back. Taiwan's ours anyway, so they're going to start the little psychological warfare. We call it psyops here in America. It's happening. Other news on COVID. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has gone into liver cells and is being converted to DNA, according to a study conducted by Swedish researchers at Lund University. They found that when the mRNA vaccine enters the human liver cells, it triggers the cell's DNA, which inside the nucleus, to increase the production of line one gene expression to make mRNA. It leaves the nucleus, enters the cell cytoplasm, where it translates into line one protein. Guess what else it does? Starts the reverse transcription into spike DNA and invade your system. Ta-da! Cat's out of the bag, folks. We're going to be talking to another doctor all about medical misinformation. He has a new book out. John Pudeli will be with us after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you, your host of the Power Mall. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.